You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Black Hat sees some winners not only of the Best of Black Hat competition, but also the experts who captured the flag at the Kaizen. DNC hacks raise questions about U.S. voting security. Democratic senators call for hearings on Donald Trump's request that Russia find the 30,000 emails deleted from Hillary Clinton's State Department-era homebrew server. China seems to be probing Philippine networks in conjunction with a dispute over territorial waters in the South China Sea. The Gozi banking Trojan is said to be headed for U.S. targets. Bitfinex is looted of tens of millions in Bitcoin. The real deal criminal market seems to be suffering from poor customer service, and no one quite knows what's become of the boss. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, August 4th, 2016. We're out at Black Hat, and we'll have an additional podcast devoted to some interviews with the participants. But for now, we'd like to recognize some of the people who've taken honors at the event, starting with Aaron Lint, Vice President of Research at ArcXan, who placed first in Booz Allen Hamilton's Kaizen. The Kaizen is a Capture the Flag event sponsored annually by Booz Allen Hamilton. We spoke with Booz Allen Hamilton's Timothy Neri about the competition.
It started about 4 years ago as an internal training exercise, and we've been bringing it out to Black Hat and running this competition for a couple of years now. It's a great exercise for people to sharpen their cybersecurity skills and their tool sets and learn some new things. So this year, our Capture the Flag, we're running a traditional Jeopardy style. So we have challenges ranging from web hacking to exploitation, reverse engineering, coding, a little bit of everything. Kaizen itself is rooted in Japanese culture and has a meaning of continuous improvement of self. And that's something that we feel very strongly about and that we want to continuously improve our skill set in cybersecurity, and that you always have to stay on top. Doing Capture the Flags is one great way to, you know, keep your skills sharp.
This year's Kaizen winner was Aaron Lint, Vice President of Research at ArcXan.
I'm actually a repeat player. I came in third place a couple years back, but first time I won. I'm a graduate of Purdue University, a computer science master's there, and I started off working at a small application security company. Kind of worked up through the ranks as kind of being a good white hat hacker and attacker. Can really enforcing, like, I am always about practical attacks and software, not the sophisticated crazy hacks. Most of the hacks that happen are kind of simple and, you know, really straightforward. That's one of the things I think is misconception a lot of people have. And so these competitions sort of highlight that fact and make it accessible to people. It's an excellent tool to learn. You know, it's an opportunity to sort of branch out in a safe space. You know, you're not on the fire line. It's not your employment at risk, etc. So, you know, I always encourage people that are learning in InfoSec to play CTFs as many and as often as you can. I always find it very interesting that there's something new and, you know, that you learn something new every time. That's why, you know, keeping fresh with these skills is really important.
Congratulations, Aaron. Congratulations also to the winners of Dark Reading's Best of Black Hat, Deep Instinct, which was named Most Innovative Startup, Vectra, recognized as the most innovative emerging company, and Paul Vixie, founder and CEO of Farsight Security, named the most innovative thought leader. In the wider world, the Democratic National Committee complains that the FBI should have warned the DNC earlier that it was under cyber attack. Had they known, the DNC says, they would have been quicker to defend, secure, and remediate. The leaked emails from the DNC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and the Clinton campaign, more of which WikiLeaks promises are coming, continue to stoke concerns about the security of U.S. voting systems. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson mulls publicly about designating voting systems as critical infrastructure, but observers see this as, so far, amounting to little more than an assertion of agency equities in line with the recently issued PPD 41, the President's Directive on U.S. Cyber Incident Coordination. Issues of technology, procedures, and above all resources remain to be addressed. Questions about former Secretary of State Clinton's homebrew server persist, and some Democratic senators are calling for hearings on Republican candidate Trump's invitation that Russia find and release Clinton's missing emails. Dispute over ownership of territorial waters in the South China Sea again finds expression in cyberspace. Chinese cyber units appear to be prospecting Philippine targets with spyware. F-Secure has observed the Nanhaishu rat active in regional networks. North Korea is again actively engaging South Korean targets. Seoul is complaining that Pyongyang has been hacking emails of South Korean diplomats. Turning to the Islamic State and its online activities, it's long been noted that secure messaging app Telegram has for some time been one of ISIS's preferred means of communication. Unfortunately for the caliphate, Telegram seems leakier than ever. Iranian hackers are said to have taken another run at the app and uncovered data, specifically including phone numbers, on some 15 million users. Whether or not one of their command and control channels has proven less secure than they'd hoped, ISIS and its competitors in jihad continue to work on their online inspiration of followers. Egypt's Islamic State affiliate takes to the internet to promise suffering to Israel. Boko Haram, in what amounts by jihadist standards to a charm offensive, goes online to promise more attacks on Christians, but reassures everyone that it will leave mosques alone. Pakistan's Al-Qaeda and Taliban group seeks to inspire through the example of Osama bin Laden, whom of course they present as a martyr. In cybercrime news, U.S. banks and credit unions are warned that a fresh wave of GOSI malware infections is headed their way. GOSI is an evolved version of earlier banking Trojans. It's engineered to be stealthier than its predecessors, and it seems optimized for accomplishing fraudulent funds transfers. Bitcoin exchange Bitfinex has taken itself offline after losses that for now total somewhere between $66 and $72 million. Trading is suspended until the exchange can clap a stopper over the losses, recover funds, and resume secure operations. Neither suspects nor the precise mode of attack are known yet, and speculation ranges from hackers to collusion by insiders. Digital Shadows has presented their study of the Russian web hosting service Deer.io, which further supports the general view that the service caters to online criminals. Among its prominent users is Darkside.global, where the criminal Tessa88 sold stolen MySpace and Twitter passwords. Finally, the impresario behind the Real Deal criminal market seems to have disappeared, at least for now, and the site's customer service appears to be suffering for it. The Real Deal gained notoriety as the bazaar where the hacker Peace tried to sell stolen credentials, most recently credentials he claimed to have stolen from Yahoo accounts. The Real Deal is still up, but it's become buggy and unreliable. Peace and others piously hoped that the criminal market wouldn't do anything really criminal, like abscond with stolen goods and services. One can only hope.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
And I'm pleased to be joined once again by Dr. Vikram Sharma. He's the founder and CEO of Quintessence Labs. Dr. Sharma, you all set out at the outset when you started Quintessence. You were working on quantum key distribution. But, you know, very often when you're running a company and you put that product out in the real world, you have to make adjustments and there's lessons you learned. And that was your experience here as well, yes?
Absolutely, Dave. As you quite rightly noted, we started off our journey and continue to have as one of our core capabilities, a quantum key distribution system. But as we brought that to market, what we saw was that market, while important, was developing at a rate slower than what we had originally anticipated. However, I think you noted that point about agility, and I guess we were fortunate enough to recognize that some of the capabilities that sat within the quantum key distribution had broader applications to protect not only data in motion, but data at rest also. And what we did was partition out the true random number generation system, which is a quantum random number generator, and couple that with advanced key management. And that seemed to resonate, and indeed is resonating, stronger with market. So our learning certainly has been that it's been while you stay true to your original mandate, which was in the area of quantum security, but it's been critical to be responsive to the market and adjust and adapt your offering to take into account the feedback that the market is providing.
And when you're dealing with this internally, you know, you're a relatively new company, you're starting up, you're getting going. Was there any resistance internally? Was there any challenges when people were coming back and saying, hey, what you're doing is great, but we really need something something different or something additional to that?
Yes, Dave. There were a couple of areas in particular that I could point to where we had to evolve the group. The first was that we were quite heavy in terms of scientific experts in the early part of our journey. As we made this transition towards technologies which were a blend of conventional cybersecurity with advanced physics, we found the composition of the team had to evolve to accommodate that. And indeed, a number of cybersecurity experts were added in to the team. The other thing where we found an evolution in the company was culturally, where we had to, I guess, evolve the mindset from being one about doing very interesting and cutting-edge scientific work to producing robust offerings that would survive in a fiercely competitive commercial environment.
All right, so you need to be responsive and you need to be agile. Dr. Vikram Sharma, thanks for taking the time for us, and we'll talk again soon.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire Daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.